MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter. I'm headed up Huckleberry Pass. Stayed in beautiful Ovando last night. Good stop at Lincoln. I will say my tour divide is basically ruined, though, because I didn't get to see Kathy and Ovando. What a bummer. Seen her 5 out of 5 times and just missed her this time. Oh, well. Means I have to come back, right? Where did we leave off yesterday? I think maybe outside of Ferndale. I can't quite remember. Stopped at the Hungry Bear restaurant. And just like last time, got way too much food. I can't wrap my head around why I do this, but I always get way too much food there and then just carry like 100 pounds up over Richmond Peak. Good news is I had some good food to eat last night because everything in Ovando was closed. But man, I'm always like, I get 20 or 30% more than I need. I guess that's better than even 1% less, though. So there's that, I guess. Finally got some snow we had to walk through up on Richmond Peak. I take it back, Matt. You weren't yanking our chain completely. But it wasn't so bad. It was just in the areas that were kind of tucked in the trees on the corners. Great descent. I love that descent off of there. But that little extra trail on the descent, they had, I don't know what they're called, but the little dips for the irrigation, I'm guessing, or just so the trail doesn't get washed out. I kept speeding up in between them just for another one to come and almost sling me over the bars. I never learned. But yeah, made a good time into Ovando. Headed out, had a reasonable hour. I was trying to get out by 6, but, you know, things happen. let's see. Wildlife. I keep seeing lots of hares. And I saw tons of deer towards the bottom of the descent off of Richmond and then also on the way to Ovando, just tons of them. You see their eyes at night and just hope it's not a bear. So let's see. Oh, I slept well last night. I'm kind of iterating on my process a little, speeding up a little bit. I've got it to about where I like it to be. And I think I only spent, the first night was 3 or 4 hours. Second night was like 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Last night was maybe 10 or 15 minutes awake. So I'm getting there. I think I might have mentioned this in one of the previous calls, but I think it cut off. But weird to say, I was eating too much before bed. And just body getting way overheated. So I'm slowly decreasing what I eat. So first night, I completely gorged myself to the point where I was almost sick. Second night, I ate, I would say, just beyond being full and satiated, just a little extra. And then last night, I made a point to stop when I felt full, which you would think makes sense, but I don't know, I feel like your body's not telling you to eat enough when you're doing something extreme like this. But I think the trade-off for getting a little better sleep is worth it, because I think I'm eating plenty throughout the day. Yeah, I'm thinking this is what it is, because I'm waking up at night just like burning hot. I think my body's just in hyperdrive going through the food. So we'll see. This morning felt better than yesterday morning, that's for sure. I think I did like 2 or 3 less hours, so that's probably why. Didn't feel tight or sore at all. I mean, relatively. And butt's been pretty good, all things considered. Yeah. So things are looking up. I'm thinking that Basin is looking pretty attractive for tonight, provided Lava Mountain's not a complete disaster. I talked with Alex this morning, and he said he might be trying for Butte. It tempted me a little, but I guess we'll play it by ear. I'm not a huge fan of riding past 12, really past 11. It just drags on for me. So we shall see. A lot of climbing today. Tough ride up Lava Mountain. Hopefully I don't endo in the bowl of pudding on the downhill like I did last year, or not last year, last time. And yeah, excited for the day. See ya.